Hey there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Local Influencers Podcast. Today, I am joined by a wonderful, wonderful, fantastic person that I am so excited to talk to, Mirza from Coastal Bend Restaurant Week. Mirza, thank you so much for joining me today.
No, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity as well. I'm really excited to be on here and, you know, meet you and be able to be one of your guests as well. Thank you.
Yes, so for sure. I have been looking forward to talking to you since my friend Marissa at Dine361, shout out to Marissa, told me about what you were doing here with this event. And let's just start with how did you, like, there's this whole craze on Instagram, right? Foodie, right? Everyone loves a good foodie, like a Foodstagram. Like, there's some popular ones here in town, like CC Bucket List is one of the most amazing. She's so cool. I hung out with her before. What made you interested in, like, this realm of not just social media, but, like, I guess just like in business, like the restaurant food kind of industry, what kind of sparked your interest in that?
Well, I'll start by saying that I am not in the restaurant industry itself. My background is actually, and I'm in marketing. I've done events all my life, pretty much. You know, I've done events coast to coast and internationally. And in fact, I moved here back from Dubai after living there for 7 years. Corpus Christi is my hometown. And I go back to saying that one of the first things you do, and this is like for anybody who is not from Corpus or who is from Corpus and coming back home, the very first thing you do after, of course, seeing your family is, I want to go eat X, Y, and Z. You know, I want to go eat a taco is the big thing, right? We literally, like, or at least in my case, I would literally run and try to lose weight before coming to Corpus, knowing that that's all I was going to do all week long, you know, sit with friends and eat. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, actually. And the one thing that I say about Corpus Christi is that having lived away from it for so long, it really, truly is a beautiful place. And I think that it's easier to see things from the outside than it is once you're on the inside. And the food here is very, very different from anywhere else you're going to be. We'll take Mexican food, for example, right? Or Tex-Mex food in our case. What you find here, you definitely won't find in Dallas. You're not going to find it in Houston. You're definitely not going to find it in Georgia. You're not going to find it in California. You're definitely not going to find it in any other place in the world. Starting with our flip tortillas, you know, it's not known anywhere else. It's unique to us, right? Our Gulf, our seafood, the way we make it, the way we, you know, batter it even, what's available here in the area itself and how it's cooked and how it's really done. It really is something that is so unique to the Coastal Bend that you're not going to find anywhere. So for me, it was one of those things that I want to make sure that I kind of, my first thing is getting Corpus Christi known as a gastronomy tourism destination, you know? And so when Coastal Bend Restaurant Week came along, you know, I saw that there's other micro restaurant weeks along the area, but there was nothing that just kind of focused on the Coastal Bend and what it had to offer. When you come and you visit the Coastal Bend, you don't just go to Corpus Christi. You go to Corpus Christi, you go eat dinner in Rockport, you go party on the island, you know? And so you visit all that area. And so while it's the basis starts here in Corpus, it's really all around the Coastal Bend. We are brothers and sisters here, you know? And so instead of kind of focusing on one little area, I thought it's really neat to kind of be able to kind of put the entire Coastal Bend on the map, starting with Restaurant Week and then moving it forward to there as moving it for as a gastronomy destination, really. And that's ultimately what I would really want to do.
I love that. And similarly, like I'm in kind of a different realm, but that's the reason for this podcast is I wanted to highlight influencers in the Coastal Bend. We have so many great people here, influencers, just content creators, business owners. And I'm like, I've traveled quite a bit and there's no place like home. And
yeah, that's, I think, so true.
Like you said, like it's great to be out somewhere else, but you realize what you have here, what we have here in the Coastal Bend is so special and unique. So I love that you are, you've come up with this thing. And so, like, again, you are in the marketing industry, so you have all of this, you know, just this, what's the word, like this background, this resume, what, like I said, like, what was it that, you know, besides like, I guess besides, like you said, like, okay, for instance, I was in California for like a week, and the first thing I wanted to do was, of course, everyone knows it's fast food, but whatever. It's like, I need a Whataburger in my life, because right. in California, they don't have it, right? And so right. like, what made you say, with your marketing background, what made you just say, like, you know what, like, the Coastal Bend needs this? Is it because of your time away? And like you said, you know, was it because of all that? Like, you were like, we need to highlight this and show people, like,
well, I'll tell you. So a lot of my time, yes. So a lot of my time was spent away when I would come in, right. It was easy for me to just go ahead and dine. This is pre-COVID, go anywhere you wanted to. I came in, and although I was here for a little while, like, my highlight of my majority of my time was right around COVID, and you really couldn't go out. You really couldn't go enjoy. And then to see a lot of these restaurants being closed, or to see the hardship of our community, really, because Corpus Christi runs it on SME, you know, it's small businesses basically that are here. And our restaurant owners, I mean, this is their livelihood. This is where they do. And to see their hard work, I mean, now, even now, here we are a year after COVID, you know, and here we are again on the rise of COVID. And everybody's in panic mode, especially the restaurants. You're seeing them wipe their kitchens down completely from head to toe, hoping that they don't get shut down again, trying every precaution just to make sure that they keep their doors open, right? So besides the gastronomy aspect of it and the flavors of Corpus Christi, the cultural things that kind of tie into it, because really Corpus Christi is so unique, and I'll get into that here in a bit, but it is so unique. It is like nowhere else in Texas. It is like nowhere else in the world. I can't even explain it. Me trying to explain what Corpus Christi is to people that are not from the United States, for example, it's really, really, it's, I had to piece pieces together basically on there. But going back to the restaurants, basically, you know, now, I mean, I did not expect that the rise of COVID we're going to have. I mean, we were going out, people were enjoying it. As of the last 3 weeks ago, people were still going out and enjoying sitting down at bars and whatnot. And now it's more, everybody is worried. There's lack of staffing. You know, there is the whole idea that they're going to have, you know, possible mass mandates, having to close down. All these new rules that they have to implement it. So we're having to try to, as you know, a festival basically is what we are, trying to come up with new ways to kind of help our restaurants first and foremost. Because if they're not successful, listen, we can't be successful, right? And so we definitely want to make sure that we work together on this. So, you know, that was my kind of like the things that I'm going through right now and trying to figure out how to promote them and how to get them ahead as well, but also to keep our restaurants afloat and known in the community, not only in the community, but known in the area and known nationwide and globally, really.
I agree. Like, just before, you know, when we started talking, it's like, I told you that Houston, you know, Houston is known for their restaurant week. Like, everyone knows that because Houston is surrounded by, it's just like Coastal Bend. We have Alice, Flower Bluff, you know, the Island, you know, Aransas Pat, all those. Well, Houston's the same way. And in Houston restaurant week, every part of it and surrounding cities participate. And it's not only is it a revenue maker, it helps, like you said, keep these small businesses afloat. It helps get the war. It helps like tourists. It helps bring money to the city in general. And so, like I said, I applaud what you're doing. Now let's talk about Restaurant Week. Because when I think about it, I'm like, how did you start to get businesses involved? How is this something that you, like, we all have these ideas, right? And if you're a creator or someone with like a artistic kind of background, like, we all have these late night thoughts, like, oh my God, that would be such a good idea. Like, how did you start?
You're in the shower, yeah. And you're like, oh,
you're like, oh my God. And then you Google to make sure nobody else has started, you know? So like, how did you go from the thought process to where you are now? You know, basically when this podcast is coming out in just a few days, Restaurant Week starts. So where, you know, how did you get from a point A to point B?
So we actually started on Restaurant Week in November of 2020. We did get a little bit of pushback because our website kept going up and down, up and down, up and down. Finally, on 4th of July, I wiped out the the entire website off the server, switched servers, and recreated the whole thing. So we kind of got a late start on where we wanted to be, right? But even then, so I could not actually market and tell people about it till after the 4th of July. And that just gives us a small windows on how to get there. I did not expect actually that the response was going to be the way it has been. It's greatly appreciated. And it is people like yourself actually that come from larger markets or know a restaurant week in larger markets that are looking forward to restaurants here in the Coastal Band that they probably have not been to, or that is out of their price range, or that it's not an everyday kind of thing, basically. And so the idea was here, it's like, okay, what I would love to have three course menus that every restaurant week across the nation kind of does. Corpus Christi is a little bit unique in the sense that it is a very laid back kind of environment. You know, you have 5-star chefs or that are awarded chefs that are running, you know, or redefining what I would call comfort food. So you're essentially eating the world's best hamburger or, you know, fish taco here in the Coastal Band. It's simple food, but it's just so unique in its own way. I mean, just the way that it's just completely made and whatnot. And so when I was sitting there and thinking about this, actually, I was actually fishing it out to another restaurant. I had a restaurant that wanted me to do, that had approached me for to do their marketing. And so my whole thought is, well, okay, well, how do I market a restaurant? And I'm like, well, why just market one restaurant? Why not expand it to all the restaurants? And so I started doing my research and seeing what restaurant weeks, if there was a restaurant week here in Corpus Christi to first start with, and there wasn't. I was kind of surprised, actually. You know, there was the micro ones, like they have the downtown one, they have one in the island, I believe, and then they have one in Port Aransas. And okay, so I'm thinking, okay, well, let me go ahead and see what I can do. So I started expanding and seeing that there was something even bigger. Well, I'm like, well, okay, good deal. So there I go, starting, you know, getting in there, registering Coastal Band Restaurant Week, sure enough, you know. And so that was the idea. But then more than that, it was the passion of, okay, well, why would Coastal Band Restaurant Week be successful? Like, why would people gravitate here? And you saw it during COVID, during that time, I mean, people came from all over in the midst of it, basically, just because it was such a laid back community that was low on COVID numbers, that really people, I mean, it has a beautiful beachfront, you know, and you saw this summer, all our beaches were nice and full, you know, our restaurants were full. And, but here comes school, tourism, you know, the summer ends and we go back into a whole dip of not having the same kind of, traffic coming through. So that's the idea behind any Coastal Band, or any restaurant week, basically, but it's particularly Coastal Band Restaurant Week. We want to make sure that it's during a time where it's a downtime for the restaurants as well. So that way we can go ahead and, you know, kind of stir up the traffic in there and bring people from all over the area. But not just, for example, let's say, we'll take Rockport, for example. We have Rockport and then they mostly run on tourism, right? Now let's go ahead and bring in the local Corpus Christi traffic into Rockport and, you know, boost their sales and increase their traffic once more. And likewise, try to get people out there. With the whole numbers going up, though, now we're talking about, let's go ahead and push the takeout menus, the curbsides, the family meals that, you know, that are so popular. I mean, we cannot stop supporting our restaurants. And that's the one thing that I can get across, I mean, more so, that we really need to unite, you know, as brothers and sisters, as, you know, entrepreneurs, as just supporters, people who have served us once, you know, serving them at this point now too. And at the least, if we don't want to dine in or we cannot dine in, then let's order out from them, you know, and let's go ahead and support them by doing the curbside, you know, pickup for them, enjoying our meal at home from these restaurants. And that's, we can't stop. We just have to continue moving forward with them.
Awesome. And so again, I want to kind of deep into Coastal Band Restaurant Week. What can our listeners and everyone expect? Like, how does the process work? You know, how does Coastal Band Restaurant Week work? Where do they go? What do they do for someone that hasn't been involved in a restaurant week before?
Okay. So Restaurant Week, basically, it's an idea that you have all these participating restaurants throughout the area that are offering their menu at a fixed price. Okay, or a fixed menu price. And normally most restaurants will have some of them will offer a 3-course meal. Some of them will offer a pick 3 meal. Some of them will do a family meal. It's at the discretion of the restaurant for them to, on how they want to do it. Now the menus will not be available. So please look out On September 23rd, the day before our opening, they will be posted on our website. We will announce it on social media as well. And then you'll have the ability to see every menu that our restaurants, our participating restaurants will be offering, so that way you can have a go ahead and have a good look. So there's an element of suspense and, you know, and surprise to it as well. But we want to make sure that we, first of all, that everybody gets a fair chance of seeing the menus all at once. And that our participating restaurants also have that element also of being able to have that traffic to them with their unique menus. So running from September 24th to October 3rd, so that's 2 weekends in a week, you on the menu, you will look at the menu, either they'll have a fixed menu price on there, you get to choose, and then you just pay directly to the restaurants. You don't pay a Costa Bend restaurant week. That's the only the information that's going to be on the website. And enjoy all the many, many pickings and the great food that's going to be available. You're going to have some surprise chefs on there that have not necessarily had an open restaurant or who have not necessarily opened up their doors to the public before too. So look out for those as well. There's going to be some really good stuff coming up.
And it is exciting. So for those of you listening, we're recording this in advance, so I'm left in suspense. You all only have to wait a few days because this will release the Monday before Costa Bend Restaurant Week starts. So you guys are lucky because now I'll be waiting. I'm in suspense. But you guys, again, like she said, on the 23rd, the day before, will be posted on the Costa Bend Restaurant Week website. We will also be sharing whatever images or menus are shared on social media. We will be sharing and blasting all throughout the week on our Instagram and social media as well, just because we believe in supporting anything that has to do with the Coastal Band. And really, going into this fourth season, we're doing kind of Texas in general. Yes. And so I think, like I said, what you're doing is, it's amazing. I'm excited for the people that in the Coastal Band that have not experienced this. I am excited for them to get maybe their first chance at this. I think that this is something that can be super successful. And I did hear you mentioned something curbside and stuff. Is that something that some restaurants would still be offering during Coastal Bend Restaurant Week? Is that something that you know or can say?
So in a traditional, restaurant week, it's a normal dine-in. But because we're not in a traditional time currently, you know, with everything going on, we want to make sure that our guests that are coming into our restaurants are safe and that they also have the ability to participate. So curbside is an option. Not all the restaurants will be participating. Some of them will only be doing curbside. Some of them will have an in-house menu and a curbside menu as well. So do look out for those particular specials or, you know, promotions that they're going to be having through Costa Bend Restaurant Week.
Awesome. And now is the time, I guess, to plug your social media. Where can people follow Coastal Bend Restaurant Week? Where can they get your website if they need an email? What is all the information that our listeners might need?
So definitely. So for anything you would need, you could definitely email us at info at Coastal Bend Restaurant Week website, Coastal Bend Restaurant Facebook and Instagram is also Coastal Bend Restaurant Week. It's a little long, you guys. And, you know, we will shorten down to CBRW in the future. But for now, let's go ahead and push what we are. And that's representative of the Coastal Bend.
Yeah. And I think it's good because people will recognize it. And, you know, after some time, people will, like you said, CBRW. So awesome. Well, Mirza, thank you so much again. I can't tell you how much I love what you're doing. I'm so excited for this myself. And I like that it's 2 weekends in a week because I myself am a manager in retail. And so even though that's like a September starts to become a busy time for me. And so because of that, I'm able to still participate because it's such a long time that I'll be able to have people like me that have crazy schedules will be able to participate. And it's not just like a one weekend type of festival that a lot of the times I end up missing out on, or I know peers of mine end up missing out on because of our work schedules. So I think that was just the length is the perfect amount of time as well. So it's great. again, one last time, thank you so much. And for all of our listeners, please, 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 please check out Coastal Bend Restaurant Week. We will have all of the links for their email, website, Instagram, Facebook in the show notes. All you'll have to do is, wherever you're listening, click on the link. We will also be sharing, as Coastal Bend Restaurant Week Instagram or social media shares, menus and whatever they share, we'll be blasting all throughout the week of this podcast. So definitely check out all of our social medias. And again, thank you so much, so, so much for being here, Mirza.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
And everyone listening, please, please head out in your community and do something positive, do something good, make a change, and have a great day.